The Workday Replay from Money FM 89.3. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
Thanks for staying with us on Money FM, Singapore's first business and personal finance station. Now, Southeast Asia's leading hospitality management service, Zuzu Hospitality Solutions, and the global leader in reputation management software, Revenate, have announced a new partnership. Now, it's going to help independent hoteliers use Zuzu Tech solutions to source, consolidate, conduct sentiment analysis on valuable guest feedback data at no additional cost. I'm liking the sound of that. Co-founder of Zuzu Hospitality Solutions, Vikram Malhi, joins us to tell us more. Vikram, hello.
Hi.
So first up, give us the idea of what, say, Zuzu Hospitality Solutions does, which you co-founded.
So one of the big challenges that independent hoteliers have today is they are having a hard time managing their online presence. What that means is they don't have resources, they don't have technology, they don't have expertise in managing their online bookings. And what Zuzu Hospitality does is help these independent hoteliers. So we are essentially like a partner to them. We provide technology and we provide a resource that is assigned to that hotel that helps them manage that entire sort of process.
So we're talking about outside the big boys who have several chains or several hundred chains,
so, you know,
if you
the options that hoteliers have today is either they can go to a chain and the chain will provide all these services to them, or they can try to do it on their own, which is incredibly tough and expensive. So what we offer is an alternative to them saying, look, you don't have to do it or try to do it on your own. We are the experts and we will help you essentially achieve higher revenue online. And that's sort of the primary goal that we come in with. And for that, what we do is we have a all-in-one technology solution that we give to them. A big part of driving online bookings is how your hotel is reviewed online. And how many reviews do you have and what kind of ratings do you get? How many of those reviews do you respond to, for example? I mean, there are a number of studies that have been done that show that, you know, more than 90% of the people will look at reviews before they make a booking. And the other important factor here is, so if you as a hotel respond to more than 50% of the reviews, then the likelihood that someone will book increases by 25%. So, you know, as a hotel, you want to be able to monitor and manage your reviews. And that's something that we now, with Revenate, will be able to provide to independent hotels. So Revenate, as you mentioned, is a leading player in this space. What they do is they offer a very rich data set of all the reviews that the hotel gets. So, you know, if you're a small hotel, you have a hard time then managing all reviews across different platforms. So, you know, starting from Google, TripAdvisor, Expedia, Booking.com. So what happens is then all that data comes in one place. Then on top of that, what we do is then we do this sentiment analysis, which essentially is...
Because what's the point of having all this data if you can't sift through it, figure out what's important to you, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And so it's really important that then you look at all these reviews and then say, what are people talking about my hotel in a positive sentiment? What are they talking about my hotel in negative sentiment? So if I am then a hotelier and I want to invest in improving the guest experience, I know exactly what areas to focus on, as opposed to, you know, getting these thousand reviews and not really understanding where my investment should go in. And that's something that now, you know, within our platform itself, a hotelier will be able to get, essentially.
How did this partnership come about, Vikram? Sounds like Zuzu at one point had a 4-in-1 solution for hotels. This was the last bastion that you wanted
I mean, so what we have done at Zuzu is we've started sort of building these blocks for the hotel in terms of technology. You know, we started with a channel management solution, which is something that connects the hotels to all the online travel companies. Then we added revenue management system. Then we added property management system. Then we added data and insight analytics. And now the most important part, which is sort of reviews management, as I said, is incredibly important. And the challenge these independent hotels have is it's hard for them to manage all this. And so having everything in one platform, so I, as a hotelier today, I can go to Zuzu's platform and in one view, I can see my reviews across all different platforms. I can see what people are saying. I can see if my team has responded to those reviews or not, which is, as I said, is incredibly important.
I can see where my peak periods are. When do people come and book more often than, say, other time periods?
Yeah, I mean, the review management doesn't necessarily do that. But
the Zuzu does that for
them. So the Zuzu, sort of the entire platform, will give you the data and insight analytics part, will do that. It'll give you what your, you know, in a market like Singapore, what's the high peak demand period, what your competitor rates are, what your rates are compared to your competitors, what kind of occupancy you're looking at. So there's a lot of data. Now, one of the challenges these hotels have also is that they don't have expertise and people to look at that data and do something with it. Mm. And so what we do is then we assign an expert from our side who will then look at all these things and be essentially sort of, you know, handhold the hotel to a large extent and help them, you know, optimize their online presence.
Because we talked about how important data is. It's the new goal, but no point if you don't know what you don't know and you don't know what to look for.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, so data is incredibly important, but then what do you do with that data? If you don't get insights out of it, if you don't get actionable insights out of it, then, you know, it just a lot of data that no one is looking at. And I think that's the most important phase that I think with working as a hotel with Zuzu, that's what they get. They get an expert who can look at this data, make sense of it, take those insights into actionable sort of outputs, and then be able to help the hotel increase their online revenue. And that's the most important thing if you're a small business, if you're an independent hotel in a market like Singapore.
We're talking about the boutique type hotels that don't have the backing of, you know, a large corporation or large chain.
Correct. I mean, and there's a good reason why they don't want to do that, because, you know,
they want uniqueness.
Want the uniqueness. They want to be involved in the business. They want to keep control of their brand, of their operations. You know, by going to a chain, you lose all that. Then you just become sort of a real estate player who is renting out their property to another brand. And that's very different. So a lot of the entrepreneurs who get into this, especially in that independent hotel sector, are passionate about running a hotel, but they don't have the expertise on these other elements. They don't have time to do this. They don't have technology to do this. And that's where sort of, you know, so what we are saying to the hoteliers, stay independent, but get the our expertise to help you compete with the brands that are obviously very good at doing these things.
How accessible are your solutions to the independent hotelier, given that they have limited funds, etc.?
So it's quite simple, actually. I mean, we don't have a model where we ask hoteliers for upfront, you know, investment fees, those kind of things. It's a, we align our incentives with the hotel's incentives. As their bookings grow, you know, we charge on their bookings. We are not necessarily going out and saying, hey, now, in order for you to be part of our Zuzu Hospital solution, you need to invest this much, you need to, you know, hire people, or you need to sort of pay us money to be able to do that.
How challenging was it setting up in the initial stages for Zuzu Hospitality Solutions, Vikram, to get buy-in from, I mean, they are independent hoteliers that you're targeting after all?
Yeah, so I think, you know, the biggest challenge has been educating the independent hoteliers that, hey, you don't have to do it on your own. And, you know, one of the biggest sort of pushback you get is, I think I can manage. And the challenge is they don't realize that it's, you know, it's almost like having a nice plane, but then sort of just, you know, not flying it, but, you know, running over a runway, right? It's like, you know, you can fly, but you need an expert to be hired to do that. And that's what sort of, you know, that conversation needs to be happening with those hotels where, look, you can do much better. Yes, you can manage, but that's not the goal, right? The goal is to sort of be much better at this, and having an expert like us can really sort of, you know, get you up there, essentially.
How did you manage, though, to get the buy-in, Vikram, from independent hoteliers?
Yeah, what we have is we have, you know, on-the-ground sales teams in most markets we have. I mean, Singapore, Indonesia, Thailand, Malaysia, Australia. So what we have is we have people on the ground who are having these conversations with the hotels. They're telling them, look, this is what it could look like if we were managing it. And, you know, once the hotel sort of or hotelier understands that, I think it then the conversation becomes quite easy.
I imagine the numbers would speak for you too. Earlier you talked about some stats and it's quite compelling.
Yeah, so, you know, in terms of sort of adding value, we're able to increase the revenue quite significantly, even for hotels that are essentially, you know, managing
doing okay.
Because, in a market like Singapore, doing, you know, difference between doing okay and doing well could be, you know, substantial. And so that's sort of where once you start having a few hotels and then start showing those numbers to the hoteliers, then that sort of becomes a very compelling story.
How's it going so far?
You know, really well. We as I said, we are in six different markets. We manage over 1,000 hotels, or we work with more 1,000 hotels, which is quite sort of significant for us. And we've been able to add, you know, consistently significant value, you know, upwards of 30% increase in online revenue for most of our hotel partners. So that's quite good.
What are the challenges you're facing now, though, Vikram? Sounds like, you know, as business comes in, you'll need to expand your team too.
Yeah. So, I mean, one of the challenges the hoteliers face is they can't find strong revenue management talent. And so that's obviously
a challenge
for us as well.
Okay.
In most markets. But I think, you know, what we offer to a revenue manager is quite different than working for an independent hotel. So we have a strong group of revenue managers, and they can learn from each other. So we sort of, you know, if you're a good revenue manager, you want to go in an organization where you can learn and grow as a revenue manager. And that's what we can provide given our scale. Whereas if you're working for a small independent hotel, then, you know, that's it, right? Or if you're working for a small group, that's it. And that's where sort of, you know, I can't, you know, think of any sort of tech-led organization that provide revenue managers sort of this kind of opportunity that we provide them.
Vikram, let's go back a wee bit. Why is it important for hotels to manage their online image and reputation? Because I reckon smaller hotels, the boutique ones that you are working with or are targeting, anecdotally, people don't really care to some degree. I go there because it's perhaps cheaper than, say, a chain hotel.
I almost think it's the other way around. I mean, if you're an independent hotel, if you're a boutique hotel whose brand name might not be known, then reviews become even more important, right? So imagine I'm someone sitting in Europe trying to book a hotel in Singapore. I know Hilton, I know Westin, I know what they offer. But, you know, a small hotel in Chinatown in Singapore, I don't know the name. So the only way for me to validate whether this is a good hotel or not is to go and find the reviews. And if I see that, one, you have bad reviews, that's a problem. But secondly, even, you know, if you have some bad reviews, but you're not responding to those reviews, then that shows me that, hey, as a hotelier, you're not involved in understanding the guest's perspective and, you know, helping them sort that out. And that becomes really, really important. As I said, you know, the probability of someone booking a hotel, even with negative reviews, is still high as long as they see people are responding to it. So, you know, if you address the concern of a guest and say, look, I understand you had this problem with Wi-Fi. Let me tell you that we are working on it. Let me assure you we are working. You know, those kind of things have a big impact on people's perception of a property.
That's interesting, because from the consumer's perspective, Vikram, we don't know whether or not they're actually going to do anything about it. But you're saying as long as they respond, that has a positive impact on that negative review, so to speak.
Correct. I mean, you know, look, at the end of the day, if you only keep responding and you know, if I see 25 reviews, every review saying bad Wi-Fi, and you keep saying I'm going to fix it, that's not going to work
Okay.
either. But I think the idea is, you know, things happen. People understand that, you know, once in a while you will have a problem. Wi-Fi will go down, you know, breakfast is not the same, you know, expected quality. You know, those kind of things will happen. But as long as you acknowledge that, you understand that, and then you are able to then say, hey, look, I'm working on it. I think, you know, as an independent hotel, you can sort of still be able to get out there and tell the customers, look, I care. And that's really important, especially, as I said, if you're an independent hotel. If you're competing with the chains, you need to be able to do that. Otherwise, you know, there's no way for me as a consumer to find out whether you're good or not.
Vikram, what's next for Zuzu Hospitality Solutions, besides world domination, of course?
I mean, for us, it's just expansion, really, to be honest. I think there are two things that we're focusing a lot of time on, a lot of, you know, money and resources on. One is continuing to improve our technology. So we think we can do, a lot more things for a hotel. So if you're an independent hotel, our vision is in the longer run, all you need is Zuzu and you can run your business, essentially. So we're adding key components on the product and technology side. And second is obviously expanding in a newer market. So, you know, we only have 6 markets. You can imagine there's rest of Southeast Asia. There's Latin America. There's, you know, Europe. So there's a lot of markets that we haven't even started working at.
You can check them out at zuzus.com. That is ZUZUHS.com. Co-founder of Zuzu Hospitality Solutions, Vikram Malhi, is joining us today. Vikram, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.